from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Training camp's great because, you know, we get to see just as well as OTAs, you know, just see what everybody's capable of doing. And everybody is, you know, looking to take that next step right now.
I think it's just with experience. The more reps you get and the more time you get actually, like, playing the game and being on the field. And I think that only makes you better.
Now, getting my very first rep with training camp, I felt good. I'm just ready to play football and go out there and make plays for my teammates.
Day two of camp is in the books.
Mike Danger.
Man, what a treat to be here for practice earlier today, kind of take it all in. We have some notes that we can share from today's session, things that we saw, things that we learned.
Gene Battaglia.
And if I had to give you kind of an overall feel of practice this morning, I guess it's kind of the feel overall of camp so far. Everything seems to be running smooth. Yeah. No contracts, no injuries.
Yeah. 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia, day two of Buffalo Bills training camp. We are live from St. John Fisher University.
Excited to talk to one of the newcomers, KJ Hamler. Welcome to Western New York. Welcome to Rochester. KJ, how are you today?
Man, blessed. I can't complain, man. Another day, another dollar.
Yeah?
And just blessed to be back on the field.
A little bit cooler today than it was yesterday. So,
Hey.
Too cold?
I'm from Detroit, so.
You're okay with this.
I'm from the cold.
All right, so talk a little bit about what we've got going on here with you and your career, KJ, because we love seeing you here. Most people in this region remember you from your time at Penn State. Mm-hmm. A lot of Penn State fans listening. We are.
Penn State?
Comeback bid here for you, here with Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Talk about your journey through your time at Penn State, being selected by the Broncos in the second round, and the path that's kind of led you to where we are here today in Buffalo.
Yeah, I feel like my life has been all about adversity, you know, so far. I think I came into Penn State redshirted, coming from my first ACL injury, and proved myself the next 2 years being a two-time All-American there, and, you know, didn't get to go to a natty, but, you know, I think I solidified myself and had a great team around me, and then being picking up by the Broncos in the second round, and, you know, still I think my life has still dealt with adversity, and I'm just here to change that around.
You brought up the injuries in the ACL, and you're coming back, and now you're healthy here. Talk about it, not just the physical rehab, but maybe the mental side of it, too. How difficult is that when the rest of the football world's kind of moving on without you, and you got to still try to work your way back?
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I try to harp on we still human. You know, I know, you know, football doesn't make us, you know what I mean? So it was a time that I didn't want to, you know, be on this earth anymore. You know, I had a lot of stuff going on. I had the injury. My cousin passed away and my grandmother passed away, and I just went down the hill. Oh. And so I had to find a way to dig myself out of it. I checked myself into therapy, which the hardest part is checking yourself in. But once you're in, you know, it becomes easier every day by day. So, you know, I had to really be a grown man and you know, find ways to cope with my problems the healthy way and not the negative way. And I thank my parents, I thank the people around me, my friends, family, for all having my back through all that time. So I'm blessed to be here.
Yeah, I mean, and there was a time where we weren't a lot of talk about that sort of stuff. You're kind of an inspiration for some folks here, yeah. The way you're kind of dealing with it.
I would say, you know, one thing my coach always said, vulnerability gains trust. So, you know, I had to be vulnerable with the people around me and just give them trust in the little small circle that I, you know, that I communicate with. So, you know, it's been ups and downs, but that's what life about. You got to go through hell first to reach paradise. So,
well, and KJ, I mean, talk about it. I mean, like, it's one thing coming back from an ACL not once, but then coming back from it twice. And then on top of that, you had all these other adversities that you just shared with us. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for being vulnerable with us. I mean, yeah, everybody's got to be pulling for you when you hear a story like that. This is somebody, you're somebody who it seems like knows how dark it can get and how to pull yourself up out of that darkness to reach that light.
And I think with that, I try to, you know, come in here with a smile on my face every day. You know, I think you'll never know if I'm really going through something, you know, because I feel like the field is my escape place. And, you know, when I'm around the guys, when I'm around ball, I just forget about all the problems I got outside of here. So the field is one of my coping mechanisms as well. So, you know, I come in here every day with a smile on my face, blessed, because, you know, not every day promised.
Yeah, KJ Hamler joining us here. How do you think you fit in on the field here? Because it's not you. There's a lot of guys in this wide receiver room. Yeah. Do you see your team making this team perhaps on special teams there, KJ?
Yeah, you know, we got a deep receiver room. You know, I want to make an impact in the return game as well. You know, but any way I can help on the offense to be a playmaker, deep threat, you know, being in on third down, being that route runner that they need, you know, I want to be that guy.
Talk a little bit about this receiving core. You mentioned its depth. I feel like it's deep in two ways, because on one side, you got the size guys, right? Yeah. Like, there's plenty of size when you got Keon and Mack, Chase, and Shorter, and so on and so on. Then you have Curtis. By the way, I mean, you okay with Curtis, Ohio State? Are you guys going to be all right this season?
Honestly, me and Kurt and Keon probably the coolest on that.
So you got Curtis.
I don't like him because he's a Buckeye. Yeah, right. I don't like them Buckeyes, but, you know, I respect Kurt, though.
But you got Khalil, you got Andy. And bring it up, because I wonder if you've been a part of a wide receiver room that looks like it really has clearly defined roles and depth with the size guys versus the guys that are, you know, faster, more separation, better hands maybe. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that dynamic.
Man, you know, you got a lot of sleepers too. Me and Tyrell Shavers played on the same opening team in high school.
No kidding.
Yeah, me, Tyrell, and Trey McKitty. So, you know, we've all known each other since high school. You know, you got Andy, you know, you got Lil, Keon. And then you got some of the young guys that's out there putting up numbers too. So, it's a lot of guys in this room. MVS being an OG, Mac being an OG. You know, I'm going into my fifth year, so I'm kind of a vet. Just learning, but you can always learn from everybody. And I just think, you know, everybody has a chance. You know what I mean? Everybody makes plays. So we got a deep room.
Yeah. One of those guys, Mac Hollins, barefoot? What is that all about? Are you taking that up a little?
Hey, look, whatever he like. Look, I start walking around a little bit barefoot on the field, but not, you know, that's his thing. So he likes that and likes being grounded, and that's comfortable with him. So, hey, as long as he don't wear them in the bathroom, I'm cool with me.
On game day, though, is he going to wear, like, I see what he's wearing on the practice field. It doesn't look like what you would see on a standard football field.
We'll see when that snow comes. We'll see if he wears shoes.
KJ Hamler, Buffalo Bills wide receiver, joining us. Joe Brady, this is his first full camp, actually, as offensive coordinator. So this offense, how would you describe it? You've been in other systems in Denver and Indy. Yeah. Is it difficult to pick up?
You know, I would say the first time coming here in OTAs, it was a little bit difficult. But once you know, I'm not a visual learner. I have to write stuff down. So I'm a repetition type guy. So I have to do it a lot of times. Once I figure it out, I figure it out. But it's easier now. Like, I don't think as much. You know, I just go out there and play fast and do what I came here to do. So his key thing is everybody eats. And that's literal.
Yesterday during practice, it felt like everybody ate. The offense looked good yesterday. Take us back to day one of training camp and just how sharp the offense looked. You made a couple of nice plays, and I saw a touchdown pass by Josh Allen.
I had me one little tug. Yeah. You know, just, you know, I think when everybody takes advantage of their opportunities, the opportunities will come more, you know. So, you know, you got to catch here, catch there, catch everywhere. You know, everybody's getting the ball in their hands, and everybody's making plays with it. So, you know, when Joe Brady says everybody eats, he means that literal. So I think that the first day went good. You know, we got to keep this up. You know, camp is going to get harder and harder. You know, when the pads come on, that's the fun part. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, now you've had a few months to work with Josh here. I mean, did you have to turn up the speed gun on the, you know, like when you're catching on the jugs machine? How is it catching in that heat there, KJ?
Oh, no, you know, I think he got some touch to it, too. I think, you know, to turn it on and turn it off, you know, but it's fluent. Like, it's nonchalant, just a cannon. So, you know, all the time I tell him, hey, if I'm going on the deep route, just throw it and I'll go get it. So whatever you need.
We heard Josh was spending some spare time away from, you know, from the meeting rooms and the practice field with teammates playing this game, Catan. Is that what it's called? You know about this? You know anything about it? My point is,
is it like a Dungeons Dragon game?
It's a nerd game.
They were playing it last night.
They were playing the nerd game last night.
Yeah, right? I told him I was going to get some Beyblades or something.
You got to do
some Bakugan.
All right. Tell me what you're doing with your spare time here at camp.
Man, Oh, what do I do?
You're not playing any nerd games.
I played NCAA a little bit. You know, I already won the Heisman.
Very good.
I already won the Heisman in my sophomore season.
Very good. Okay, so you're doing Dynasty mode?
Yeah, I'm doing Dynasty.
I love it.
You know, just vibing with the guys, you know, getting to know everybody. I like, you know, this is very different. You know, wearing actual camp, it brings you back to, like, college days. And I just think getting to know different people. You know, I'm chilling with the O-line. I'm chilling with the defensive line, linebackers. You know, people that you wouldn't, you know, necessarily be with every day. So I think that's the cool part, just getting to know all these personalities, because this is probably one of the coolest teams I've been around, just personality-wise.
Yeah, and I imagine, and that's why Sean McDermott goes away to camp. Yeah. Is this your first pro team where you've gone away to camp, right? Denver?
Yeah.
Denver was on site?
Well, you know, my first few years, we were in our own houses because of COVID and
right,
stuff like
yeah.
that. But, yeah, and then the last year I was with Denver, we did the hotel stuff, but I've never – This feels just like college, and I think that makes it fun, though.
Yeah.
I think it makes it fun walking around campus, enjoying it, and just back to your old days. So, yeah, it's exciting.
KJ Hamler, who I can picture you doing ESPN or NFL Network or something like
that. You were
a journalism major at Penn State. Is that still the plan after football for you?
Hey, I'd love to get my face on that TV screen if it's acting. My dad always said he wanted me to go act. So, look, I could be comedian, whatever you need me to be. You know, I just want to be myself. Just be able to be myself, and I'll be fine.
Now, you got the Penn State roots. Have you spent any time with Mr. Pegula?
Man, Mr. P is a funny guy.
Like, oh, you have?
He's a funny guy. We spent more time at OTAs. I know we've been kind of busy with you know, camp going on,
yeah.
but Mr. P, he always talks to me, pats me on the shoulder. He'll be like, he'll come up from behind me and be like, "What are you always yapping about?" And I'm like, I'm like, "My bad, Mr. P." You know, I talk a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Mr. P's a cool guy. He's very quiet, but you know, once you get to talk to him and know him, he's a fun guy.
KJ Hamler, KJ short for Khalid Jacoby.
Ooh,
does anybody anybody still
work for the FBI?
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
you don't have to share anything, KJ.
It's crazy. A lot of people who really know me and grew up with me call me by my real name. So like when my aunt calls me KJ, like I looked at her, I'm like, "Who are you talking to?" Like my grandmother called me KJ one time, and I'm like, "Granny, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like you never called me that a day in your life." So only the people who really grew up with me and grew up around me call me that, but you know, I don't let a lot of people call me that. You know, Josh called me that one time and I looked at him crazy. But I'm like, I gotta be his best friend right now, so I'll let you slide.
I love it.
I'll let you slide.
KJ, man, it's great having you on with us. Welcome to training camp.
Thank you.
Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate you.
And man, thank you for sharing your story as well. I think we're all gonna be pulling for you.
Thank you.
Wish you the best success. Stay healthy this camp.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver KJ Hamler earlier today, right fresh from practice, day two of practice here at St. John Fisher University for Buffalo Bills training camp.
Yeah, right now, if he can show the returnability, I think he's on this team. And if you're putting it in terms of last year, what's the upgrade? Well, I think at minimum, the guy you bumped up from the practice squad last year for a few games, remember, you can do that, was Andy Isabella. And Did Andy Isabella actually show you anything? No. I think KJ Hamler with that speed. And what makes his story interesting, Danger, is second-round pick and then just injuries and two franchises move on. Like, why wouldn't you, at the very least, bring him in, which is what the Buffalo Bills have done here? And I love the fact that they did it last year just to get him acclimated and learning the offense and everything that goes along with the offense. Get him in the facility. So I think he's got a leg up on everybody else that just coming in there in the spring.
And boy, given some of the adversities that he shared with us as well, you know, that mentally he's tough. Again, when you hear stories like that, you're like, oh, now we get why you're here. It sounds like a Sean McDermott guy. Guys that know how to deal with adversities, guys that use those adversities to their advantage, make themselves better from those adversities. And KJ Hamler seems like he's attacking every day with the right attitude.
Well, quite often we have to remember when the cart comes out and it's an ACL and we're kind of numb to it as fans, but it's not just the physical rehab. It's the rest of the world, your team, your franchise, they kind of move on without you and you have to catch up. That's a big mental hurdle, I would think, that you got to overcome in any sort of rehab.
Now, injuries limited some of the time of Mike Edwards playing with the first team defense yesterday, the newly acquired safety of the Buffalo Bills. Yesterday, we did see Damar Hamlin out there with Taylor Rapp. Today, it was Edwards back up there with Rapp With the starting defense, Hamlin moving back to the second unit with Cole Bishop. And earlier today when we spoke with WIVB-TV's Josh Reed, he shared with us Cole Bishop getting coached up by Sean McDermott on the field.
Yeah, it was whistle-blowing, Carl Jones picking that out. And, okay, stop. The alignment here is wrong. We've got to fix this right on the spot. And who doesn't love a head coach that's going to say, hey, whoo, let's stop here. This is the time to do those things. And how I would compare the Bishop timeline here, I would compare it more to Dalton Kincaid than what you saw with Cyrus Torrence. It was around week one we're like, huh, maybe there is something to Torrence just nailing down the right guard position. At first, we were thinking, ah, he's going to challenge. Maybe he'll see time. And then you realize, oh, he's going to be the guy. For Kincaid, as talented as he was, the Bills didn't give him anything that first month in September.
It really took a Dawson Knox injury to kind of thrust him into that role, and he made the most of it and surged towards the end of the season. And we expect to see a lot more of him here at the beginning of the season. Along those lines, you know, temper your expectations for Keon Coleman. I think everybody loves Keon Coleman. When you hear people screaming for, when you hear fans screaming for players here, it's Josh Allen one. I think it's Keon Coleman two. He's instantly become kind of like a celebrity as a rookie. However, today, whether it was a bad drop or a fumble, a play on 11-11 drills that Keon Coleman can't make.
I'm hoping we get a chance to sit down with Matt Collins. Like, as far as all the newcomers, this guy is a personality. When we're hearing stories about him walking around barefoot and the juice he brings, I've heard that he's just working out at all sorts of different hours here at Fisher. I mean, just that work ethic alone might get him on the team. If we're doing the exercise right now at wide receiver danger, do you see them keeping seven?
No. I think it's six, and I think Hamler's your six. Because he offers a little bit more versatility as far as what he can do for you in the return game, I think he's your guy. That leaves a Chase Claypool on the outside looking in. Maybe he becomes practice squad. I think Andy Isabella kind of resides on the practice squad right now. But just from what we've seen, the emergence of Mac Hollins can't be ignored. I mean, he is looking good in practice. We hear him taking a leadership role. When a guy like KJ Hamler, you know, references how much of a leader he's kind of taken that role and run with it. And in practice, you're seeing a connection between Josh Allen and Hollins. There's a trust that's there. And Hollins has been around the block. This is his eighth year in the NFL. Maybe it was just a matter of getting Josh Allen, a quarterback like Josh Allen, to throw the ball to see what kind of connection we can have here during the regular season. Mac Hollins is on this team right now, if you were to ask me. And that's not a stretch to say. I think KJ Hamler's also on this team. And that some people might debate me on that. But
yeah,
I think Hamler's on.
I don't know. If we're doing the exercise just overall for the 53, even though there's a lot of different players coming in, I don't think it's that hard. Honestly, the benefit here being the expanded practice squad. I don't know why it took them so long to do this, having, hey, if you be a veteran, you want to still be part of the program here, we'll bump you up a few games here. I think that goes a long way, too.
Now, one of the concerns we had about this team going into training camp was a pass rush. And just to update you on that, Von Miller did speak with the media today after practice. He's part of a four-man rotation at defensive end that includes Greg Rousseau, AJ Epenesa. Right now, you would project them to be your starters with Von Miller. And Dwayne Smoot also in the mix and showing up big today at practice, signing as a free agent from Jacksonville this last offseason. Look, he's somebody that if you want this defense to resemble last year's defense in any way, you never really replace Leonard Floyd, so you need somebody to kind of pick up that slack, and maybe Smoot is that guy.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sean McDermott mentioned how they would love to have Von Miller get back to the point where opposing offenses have to game plan for Von Miller. I think that's optimistic, and certainly that's something they're hoping for, but can he be a situational pass rusher at this point of his career? I don't know if Von Miller is actually an every down player.
Now, the one player that we haven't spoken a lot about so far in camp, another free agent acquisition, another new face here at Bills training camp, but somebody that a lot of people have high expectations for, is Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel today
I think his star shined the brightest today during practice with a couple of deeper connections from Josh Allen, making some big plays. He looked good today, number one for the Buffalo Bills. That's Curtis Samuel.
Well, we've had instances in football history where you have veteran wide receivers that finally when they get to a spot in a different team, all of a sudden, boom, wait a second, where did that 1,400-yard season come from? I'm not ready to go there yet with Curtis Samuel, not by any stretch. But you do have people think that he will be the wide receiver one on this team, that he'll lead the team in those categories. I'm not there yet either, but I think that he is a valuable part to this offense, and I can't wait to see him at first game against the Bears.
Day three of Buffalo Bills training camp tomorrow here at St. John Fisher once again. Another practice at 9:45 a.m. And if you're coming to practice, don't be a stranger. Gino and I will be milling about, talking to all the beat reporters and players and execs. Bobby Babich, defensive coordinator, addresses the media tomorrow before practice at 9:15. And we'll recap you on what he has to say tomorrow afternoon here in the sports bar, live from the Pelicano Pavilion at St. John Fisher University.
Wait, can you say that, PJ?
Pelicano Pavilion. We got a round of shots on the way next in the sports bar.
Hey, the Olympics began. The ceremony is tomorrow night. We had the men and the women's soccer team for the United States playing today. A mixed bag. We'll give you those updates. A no-hitter in baseball to get to as well. I've got an update on America's Lovebirds. Yes, we've got new photos here, Danger, coming from the great island of Nantucket.
Oh, and Nantucket. Are we going to talk about Nantucket? I can do at least 20 minutes on Nantucket.
I know you can. also, this just came across there. This piece of video that I cannot believe any NFL head coach would tolerate something like this on their sideline. Let's put it this way. I could never imagine something like this here in Buffalo.
We'll get to that and more next. We've got a round of shots coming up, and last call from St. John Fisher is on the way as well. You can pull up a stool and join us at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
The Fan. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And Rochester Sports Update.
So far, so good for the Buffalo Bills as we are two practices in here at St. John Fisher University. Tight end Dalton Kincaid on getting that chemistry down with QB1.
I feel pretty good. Again, it's just, you know, spending that time with Josh and having that chemistry and just being on the same page with him. And I feel like, you know, as camp goes on, you know, we're going to have good days, we're going to have bad days, but just building upon it and just, you know, staying at a consistent pace.
Next practice coming up tomorrow morning here at Fisher. Dylan Cease, a no-hitter, second in Padres team history. San Diego 3, Washington nothing. Mets and Braves tonight. The Red Wings lost today 11-4 to Lehigh Valley. Wings have lost 7 of their last 8. We're live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, the Fan Rochester.
Odyssey is your home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to the sports leader, the Fan, Rochester.
We're back live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp day 2. Danger and Battaglia ready for a round of shots.
Warner Brothers Discovery, Mike Danger, is going to sue the NBA.
Oh, yes, I'm going to sue the NBA. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue everybody, Gene Battaglia.
Don't sue me.
No,
I'm just
suing you for reporting this. This is punitive damages. We want the rights to the NBA. We had a commission. We had a meeting with David Stern. Adam Silver. David Stern is dead, but I still would have a meeting with him. He was a very mean man to me. He said very awful, awful things to me when he was alive. And now Adam Silver threw me down the stairs, and my shoes fell off.
TNT losing the package officially to Amazon. By the way, the stock price for Warner Brothers, it went down 7% in the last day.
No.
You would think, wait a second, NBA rights could do this? Well, as our guy, our engineer Derek, explained this to me.
Pizza dude.
It's not the TNT side that Warner Brothers cared about this deal. They were looking to stream the games on Max.
Yeah.
Max apparently is losing a lot of money right now, so much so that Warner Brothers is looking to spin it off.
This whole thing with Max, can I rant for a second?
Our guy Max back in the studio.
No, of course not.
We love Max. Yeah.
Max is the best, but let me tell you something. We all grew up with HBO. Like, if you had HBO growing up, HBO was the thing. You made it. Your family has HBO.
It was exciting. Turn that on.
If you didn't have HBO, you were a peasant. Let's face it. I mean, you know, you look down on the person that didn't have HBO. Anyways, why would you take the brand HBO and completely discard it in favor of Max?
I still think of that as Cinemax. Or my friends would call it Skinemax.
So you never subscribe to Skinemax. You'd maybe see the scrambled version late at night and be like, ooh, if I look closely enough, I can see a nipple. Like, that was Skinemax. Why would you tarnish the brand? Why would you just throw the HBO brand? It makes no sense to me at all. I mean, I know we're in a new world and streaming is everything, and somebody thought, hey, this'll work. This'll get a younger generation. Not working, guys.
No, maybe they do win their lawsuit, Mike Danger. I don't know who else might be on that lawsuit.
No, they're not going to win the lawsuit because I have the best lawyers, and I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue the NBA. I'm going to sue Adam Silver for being mean, throwing me down the stairs. I'm going to sue Stephen A. Smith. I'm going to sue
Stephen A. Smith.
Yes. I don't know why. I just want to sue Stephen A. Smith. I'm going to sue him. He's a very mean man. He said some awful, awful things about me, Saul, and I fell down the stairs and I landed on my ass pipe and it hurt and I'm very, very sore and I'm suing for punitive damages.
I've yet to meet the person that put ESPN's Around the Horn amongst their favorite
Max
shows.
Max Kellerman, I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue the guy that hosts Around the Horn, Bill Plaschke. I'm suing everybody.
Would it surprise you, Saul, to learn that Around the Horn has been on since 2002? Well, according to the New York Post, that show is set to wrap up in 2025.
Wow.
ESPN offering no comment here.
Wow. That's That's a big bit of news.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of sneakily been on the air for a very, very long time. And I don't know. I mean, is it good? It's good content, right? I mean, I still don't really understand the premise of the show. They turn it into a, it's like a take fest, and you get scored on having the better take based on the opinion of the host.
Yeah, it's Tony Reale.
Tony Reale. Hey, gotta sue him too. That's too bad. That I don't like to see when shows that have been on the air for that long bid their final farewell.
Or redo it there. Maybe that's come up with something new.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, like, why would they get rid of the show? It's probably not to do with the performance of the show so much as it is the expense of the show.
Well, we do have some Olympic news here. Wait a second. The opening ceremony is tomorrow night. No, no. Remember, they had action prior to the opening ceremonies. United States men's soccer team, yeah, they got off to a rough start. They lost to France 3-0, but the U.S. women won by that same score over Zambia, 3-0.
Okay.
So there's that. Opening ceremonies tomorrow night. Today was ACC Football Media Day, and perhaps the highlight to come out of this, if you want to call that, and Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says he's not anti-portal, quote, "I'm not anti-portal. I'm pro-young men, talented young men that I believe in our team, that believe in me, that believe in Clemson."
Yeah, that guy's invalid. Anything he says, I just chuck. I don't even think about what that guy says.
Why wouldn't you want to explore players who could compete and
everything
be better
about
for
that
your
guy
team?
Just feels like he's a big phony, a big fraud about himself, and everything that he says, I just do not buy. I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
Can I get a quick verdict here? Some hot uniform talk here in the sports bar. The Jacksonville Jaguars. I thought we were done with unveiling third uniforms or alternate helmets. The Jaguars going with the white alternate helmet.
I like it a lot.
It's hot.
I do like
it's
it.
It's hot.
I do like it. I'm not going to lie. There's been some real, real disappointments in the world of hot uniforms. But the white Jags helmet, I believe they're going to unveil it against the Vikings. I have a feeling that uniform matchup for that, I think it's week 10, for that week, those two teams, that uniform matchup, that's hot.
The hot uniform talk, trivia, history here being on that. That was supposed to be the original color of the Jaguar helmet. In fact, the original logo for the Jaguar helmet, they got sued by the automaker. And since it was so close, they were going to lose, so they changed it to a completely different logo and a completely different look.
Because I remember seeing the logo of a Jaguar being kind of like...
Jumping out at you.
Yeah, mid-stride versus the Jaguar head that we kind of have now as the Jaguar logo. So the original logo was that spread out Jag, mid-stride, looking like it's running.
Yeah, so I've got to read up on, did they actually take that to court or whatever it was, but it was one of the instances where the NFL kind of backed down and said, okay, we'll change the logo, we'll change the look, and somehow it ended up with a different logo and going from white to black helmets.
I like the white. It'll look good.
Yeah, the paparazzi found America's new lovebirds. Oh. Bill Belichick and 23-year-old or 24-year-old, I see it both ways, Jordan Hudson going for a bike ride on Nantucket.
I've been waiting 2 hours and 40 minutes to spend some time talking about exploring Nantucket, which I'm sure Bill Belichick is really, really good at in order to pull a 24-year-old hairdresser as his girlfriend.
She does have a college degree from Bridgewater State, so...
But she's a hairdresser, right?
Correct.
Okay, so no lies told.
No. Belichick wearing a short-sleeved blue windbreaker and shorts. Hudson in a pink sports bra and black leggings. Bill, get this lovey-dovey crap out of the way. Listen, come on, we need you back on the sideline,
so,
buddy.
There's your agenda for bringing this up. You want to bring this up because you're worried. Every time you see him cozying up to his 24-year-old girlfriend, you think, why would he go back to an NFL sideline? That's really all I'm clinging to here because everybody says, oh, yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back. Somebody, the Giants will hire him. The Cowboys will hire him. I don't know why you would want to. I don't know why he would want to go back. I get the record. I don't think the record is in reach. I don't think he's getting Shula's record. I'll continue to say it. I know people believe that that's the driving motivator and that he can get there. I think Andy Reid gets there before Bill Belichick can get there. I don't think he's doing it. And then when you see him cozying up to his 24-year-old girlfriend, I have a hard time believing that that's the thing that he wants to leave, to go back to. And if you're new to the show, maybe you don't know what we're saying about exploring Nantucket, but there's got to be something that Bill Belichick does better than anybody else that a 24-year-old girl has been with, and we believe that that thing is Bill Belichick is just really, really good at exploring Nantucket.
Every guy should know him about exploring Nantucket Danger.
I think if you understand what I'm saying, I don't have to say anything more. Bill Belichick, as an experienced veteran, probably gentleman lover of a 24-year-old female, knows how to explore Nantucket.
Finally, this coming from California, Costa Mesa College, where that is the one training camp that's not open to the public. It's not even open to Los Angeles media because, well, this is a team that's not in that market. That's the Raiders.
Yeah.
And because the Raiders trained out there, that's within the radius of the Chargers.
I think the Saints are also in California and in within this radius.
Okay, so UC Irvine. But this is a bigger deal, I suppose, because the Raiders, I mean, if you ask anybody who's the most popular team today in Los Angeles,
yeah,
still the Raiders, do you think?
I think so.
Tell me if this is a good idea, if you find this funny or not. So the defensive back, his name is Trey Taylor, goes over to the sideline, and this video is making the rounds, and you will see this in your feed when you get home tonight, I guarantee it. He goes over to pick up a doll, a puppet of Kermit the Frog. And Kermit the Frog has curly hair, and he's wearing a number 15 Kansas City Chiefs jersey.
No. Oh, no. Look, that dude keeps receipts. Why would you do that?
What on earth are you doing?
Why would you do that? That dude keeps receipts. He owns you. Why would you do that? I mean, listen, Antonio Pierce is a fiery guy, so it doesn't surprise me that a team coached by Antonio Pierce wouldn't police this kind of thing. But you're putting that out there, and now Mahomes has it. Now Mahomes sees it, and he's not going to forget. He's going to just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Hi ho, Patrick Mahomes here.
Oh,
I put ketchup on my steak.
I'm at Raiders camp. Oh, yeah. Oh, we lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day. Do you remember
don't
that?
Don't do it.
Good for you, Raiders. You won one game.
You got one meaningless game on Christmas Day, and now you think you own him? Watch out.
Dude, that's not going to come back up at all, right?
That's bad. That's bad news. No, he remembers. Like, I'm the Bear fan that watched Patrick Mahomes count how many teams passed him up before they drafted him. The Bears were one of those teams. He remembers who slights him.
The great ones do.
That's right.
This is what they do.
That's right.
Dan, you're not. Somebody will ask Mahomes about it, and he'll go, eh. No.
Down
Trust
the road,
me.
You'll hear him say, I took that personally.
Yeah.
I went after.
He will get in Max Crosby's face.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a competitor. He's not that different than a guy like Jordan who would take something like that personally. Like, oh, really? Really? Watch what I do the next time we see each other. I'm going to destroy you. Why would you do that? It makes no sense at all. We'll come back with one more break here from the Sports Bar, live from St. John Fisher University. We should mention, while we have a second here, Gino, our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Avenue and Ridge Road in Webster. Check out aceswim.com and also Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com. Thanks for helping us out, supporting us, and we encourage you to support our sponsors. You know, this coverage just doesn't happen here at St. John Fisher University. It's a big, big production, and we got to thank everybody that's involved with it, including our fine sponsors. We come back with Last Call at 866-432-6585, 866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, it's Danger and Battaglia wrapping things up here. Day two of Buffalo Bills training camp. St. John Fisher University, our home away from home here, the Pelicano Pavilion at St. John Fisher, as we look forward to tomorrow's practice, another 9:45 start, and before practice, Bobby Babich meets with the media for the first time here at training camp.
Wow, yeah, like I don't think I need any espresso or any coffee tomorrow. I'll just go listen to his press conference. I'll be all fired
up.
Will that work?
Because I've been known to forget my coffee. And it really throws me off. So maybe a little dose of Bobby Babich and some of his energy is what this broadcaster needs. We'll have that for you tomorrow afternoon here in the sports bar. And you know what? We'll also talk to one of our favorites, Ryan Talbot from NewYorkUpstate.com.
Yeah, he'll be stopping by as we'll get his thoughts here on, well, I think if you're a Bills fan, this is exactly what you want. Okay, we're going to talk about this wide receiver battle. We're going to talk about the safety battle. You don't want any injuries. You don't want any drama. You just want a lot of work here. And we'll talk to Ryan Talbot and get his day three observations tomorrow here in the sports bar.
Yeah, really appreciate everybody who stopped by the sports bar today, man. This was a jam-packed afternoon here from St. John Fisher University. I mean, Josh Reed from WIVB-TV in Buffalo was fantastic, sharing some of his insight, what he's observed through two practices here at St. John Fisher. Also enjoyed our conversation with Evan Washburn from CBS Sports. It's our annual tradition now talking to Evan. Really appreciated him giving us some of his time and learning not just about his observations here from Buffalo Bills training camp, but some of the other camps, including Houston training camp, which he was at yesterday. Evan was fantastic. As was KJ Hamler, Buffalo Bills wide receiver, who broke it down for us and really got vulnerable talking about his past, what led him here to Buffalo, where he was versus where he is. And boy, after you hear that conversation, he's a hard guy to not root for. You're hoping he makes this team, because I think he makes this team and makes it better.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, if you're going through a tough time yourself right now, I mean, look, what KJ Hamler kind of provided us was a little insight there, and you know, greatly appreciate him kind of sharing his story with us, and you know, that hopefully that will help somebody out.
Now, if you missed any of today's show with Odyssey Rewind in the free to download Odyssey app, you can go back and listen for the next 72 hours. We'll also get our guest appearances available for you wherever you podcast, including the free to download Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just search out the Sports Bar, and you'll get all of our episodes listed for you there. And we can't forget about our viewers on YouTube and on Twitch. We stream live every day on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester as well. You can consume the show in so many different ways, and if you do so, for that we are appreciative and humble. Humbled. We can't do it without you. We can't do it without our sponsors either. Gino, a shout out once again to Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, and Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie'sMotorsports.com, sponsoring our live coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp here from St. John Fisher University. Have a great night. We're back on with you tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3 o'clock on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
It's that time again. We gotta say goodnight. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.